Today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
When you look back over your life, who do you give the credit to? When you go to your parents' home and look at your achievements on the walls, who gets the credit? When you go to your home or office and look at the awards or the diplomas on the wall, who gets the credit? From a very early age, you have been striving to reach different goals you set for yourself. And after reaching them, who did you give the credit to? All over America today, people are walking into their office, into their schools, into their homes, arenas, and their jobs, thinking they got themselves where they are. They are patting themselves on the back. What about you? While getting dressed this morning in your uniform or your nice outfit, after you have checked yourself out in the mirror and decided you looked great, who did you give the credit to? Is it you who got you to the place, or did God ordain it? The children of Israel had wandered in the wilderness 40 years as a result of rebelling against God. The first generation who left Egypt did not get to enter the promised land because they refused to do the things God's way. They had to suffer the consequences of their disobedience, so God allowed them to wander in the wilderness until that entire generation died besides Caleb and Joshua. Now they were in the plains of Moab on the verge of conquering the land of Canaan, but Moses had to review God's commandments, his judgments, and his statutes. They had reached their goal, the promised land. Moses shared these words, "When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you today." They had finally made it after 40 years. The land of promise was right before them. Prior to reaching our goal, God does not have to wrestle with our interests to get our attention. We are right in his face seeking what's in his hand. There are many people who say to themselves and others, "My power and the might of my hand has gained me this wealth." God wants you and I not to forget who it is behind the scene, getting all the props ready, setting the stage, moving the obstacles, and pulling back the curtain of life and presenting you and I to the world as a new man, as a new woman, his special treasure. He shared these words with Israel, "And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day." No matter what you have, give God the credit. It may not be as much as someone else may have, but it's exactly what you need during this season in your life. Give God the credit. Use what you have to get what you want. Steward it properly and give God the credit for the mighty works he has done thus far, because there is more to come on the other side of your obedience to his will. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.